Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face and we get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains. Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now? I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
Sitting in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I utter nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I blow you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the range is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to pluckin'. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
There's a train a-comin'. You don't need no baggage. you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and border. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. But there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe, I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Sure enough, I truly.
Thank you. Thank you. We'd like to just maybe put something else on your mind for the moment.
Then the Freshman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
I want to have, I'm gonna make my people proud. I put my city on my back and tell them freeze down.
Mama wanted a hand. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he's just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city of course, from the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx, gotta mention the chief, my leaf, what they call him, the homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin', it's a secret.
excited. All my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins that came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reason Sim or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go. Never take for granted, instead I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dog. Label us menaces to society like we owe, dog. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's your law.
Free on. All of sex distressing. The question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep the essence of power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming of riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
Hey, Suge, what I tell you, nigga, when I come out of jail, what I was gonna do? I was gonna start digging into these niggas' chests, right? Watch this. Hey, quick, let me see them binoculars, nigga. The binoculars. Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, cause it's gonna be a long one. Now, me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side. The real side. Now, in the squad, it's gonna be some real motherfuckers and it's gonna be some pussies. Now, the real niggas gonna be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies gonna be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize, cause the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side that say they're your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. So your enemies that say they're true, but in real life, them niggas are be snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with. Cause the shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Cowards tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas heard of me, shit. I'm legendary, nigga, scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than the liar. Cowards out, my mama told me when I was a thief. Such a vicious motherfucker, why these devils set me free? I proceed to make them shiver when I deliver criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit, that's what they tell. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you, ordinary bitches like I'm south. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased. To be another moment falling as a D. I'm ripping crowds and I start again. Eternally I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again.
No heart for the life. I mean, I was in every hand. Then about five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
Just my side.
The heart to me.
I wasn't fighting shit. Nigga made me unball my fist once. Show you how scared I was.
I had my fist up ready, but motherfucker.
Verse with so much pain to some niggas it hurts. My gun bust, if you ain't one of us it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole. In fly mode I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0 get your lights on, the fight's on. Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm heartless, but I'm a G to this until the day I'm gone, that's regardless. Ride by, niggas bow down. Thought I rot in jail, pay bail, a niggas out now. Throw up your hands if you dubbed out. First nigga act up, first nigga getting drugged out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell a cop to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look at that.
No heart for the fight. Everybody know my nigga's drinking. Every weekend get his ass whooped. He never wins a fight, but he always wins a fight.
Ain't no heart for me.
No heart for the fight.
Engaged in making money in the 50 states. Keep your mind on your shit and fuck a punk bitch. No longer living in fear, my pistol close in hand. Convinced that this is my year like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, hope if I ever run, I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thuggin' is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up, but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fake? That makes a sick motherfucker break on these jealous ass cowards, cause they evil and fake. What will it take? Give me that
silent bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent, cause I've been sick, the heart for me.
No heart for the life.
Rage, 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 rage
No matter where we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you'll receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high, cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has a day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled the black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no selling, no drop top Benzy. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. Truth.
Together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter. child seems to be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things to be brighter.
Someday, put it together and look at it.
Yeah. trying to find. Now I've got to judge two guns to protect myself from men, 'cause I've never done nothing wrong, and I hate the dragon den.
Black Panther, have a mission, know the system. In fight, try to get order. Fight capitalism and socialism. Fight fire with water. The right cause, good plan, that requires understanding. The life calls for the good man, the Black Messiah, Fred Hampton. The man with the million-dollar words, led by example, righteous people wanna follow. Take a special kind of mantle, unite the gangs in Chicago. Made a march in peace, become allies, soldiers, supervise the police. They brutalize and control us. He wanted to miss a lot of tricks. Told him what he knew about law, informed him about politics. Told him what he knew about war. All races, one vision. The American actor, this began the Rainbow Coalition. Everybody thought Jackson did genocide, a global bliss, poetry like a vocalist. FBI's most wanted list, revolutionary socialist.
Here we go.
He can't take it no longer. He getting bigger by the hour. Every day he getting stronger. The people give him more power. Intelligent, disciplined, he can organize confusion. He's militant, different, he can recognize illusion. Maybe overthrow the government, protest, riot. Maybe even run for president, but who would want to keep him quiet? Informants on the inside, he still seems unstoppable. But this is always how a leader die, because they getting too powerful. Like the barrel of a gun crucified, he was only 21. Look for all the things he did in a short time, imagine all the things he could have done. If he could speak from the grave, Fred Hampton to say this: you could kill a Black Panther, but the Panther still exists.
This record is dedicated to the chairman, Fred Hampton. May you rest in everlasting peace. And to his family, between Akua and Jerry, and his son, the chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Peace, love, and respect. effect.
Two centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevailed in the nation and the assumption on which its foundations were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances, which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living debt. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to three-fifths of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement in the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people, for the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century, and the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The version of the civil rights movement, the vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation. Programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues its pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive for profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that this small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will attain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living dead. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... We will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And I guess again. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
In 1966, the Black Panther movement was founded. Prominent Among the founders were Bobby Seale, who is its president, and Huey Newton, after Eldridge Cleaver, probably its best-known champion. In recent months, of course, the Newton wing expelled Eldridge Cleaver, who was living in Algeria, so that the Seale Newton wing is nowadays supreme. Meanwhile, the Black Panthers have turned their backs officially on violence as a means of accomplishing whatever it is they propose to accomplish, concerning which we will in due course be enlightened. Huey Newton, you will remember, was tried and convicted of killing a policeman, specifically of involuntary manslaughter. The slogan, Free Huey Newton, was to the late 60s what the slogan, Who Promoted Peres, was to the early 50s. The higher court reversed the verdict on a technicality, and Mr. Newton was tried twice more, the trial resulting in each case in a split jury. Finally, the presiding judge gave up, and Huey Newton is free. His mother is from Louisiana, his father from Arkansas, and he is the youngest of seven children. He was schooled in Oakland, where he now lives. His first book was called To Die for the People, and imminently he will publish his autobiography, which is called Revolutionary Suicide, a concept I shall now ask Mr. Newton please to explain.
I'll explain it, but if I may impose upon you, I have a friend who's almost dying for me to ask this question, if you will. The question is, during the revolution of 1776, when the United States of America broke away from England, my friend would like to know, what side would you have been on during that time?
I think probably I would have been on the side of George Washington. I'm not absolutely sure, because it remains to be established historically whether what we sought to prove at that point might not have been proved by more peaceful means. On the whole, I'm against revolutions. Well, yeah, I think as revolutions go, that was a pretty humane one.
Yeah, you're not such a bad guy after all. My friends will be surprised to hear that. I hope he's listening.
His assumption was what?
Well, he was puzzled, but I think that he was inclined to believe that you've been on the side of the colonizers of England. But I'm pleased with the answer, and I agree with you. The only revolution that is worth fighting is a humane revolution. And
also one that succeeds.
Pardon me?
Also one that succeeds.
Yes, right, eventually.
I feel that if King George had captured George Washington, he would have had a right to hang him.
According to the law.
Yeah.
But revolutions always, in some ways, contradict some laws. That's why it's called revolution.
Well, revolutionary justice is its own justice, isn't it?
Yes, and of course, it always professes to go under some human right or humane consideration. And I think that we can judge revolutions on the basis of how much, in fact, or objectively, people are given a fair, are dealt with in a fairer way and are given more freedom. I think that one of my principles is that contradiction is the ruling principle of the universe, and everything in phenomena, whether it's the physical world or the biological world or the social world, has its internal contradiction that gives motion to things, that internal strain. And much of the time that we Homo sapiens don't realize that no matter what sort of conditions we establish, no matter what government we establish at this point, there also will be that internal contradiction that will have to be resolved, and resolved in a rational, just way. And, of course, that leaves us somewhat, it's very vague on how to deal with it. And many times we claim actions are revolutionary, but really they're not. So I appreciate your answer, and I would agree with that part of it.
Two centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevailed in the nation, and the assumption on which its foundations were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances, which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living debt. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement in the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people. For the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The version of the civil rights movement, the vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation. Programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive to profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that the small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which will guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity, while permitting the same privileges for every other man, regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will settle for nothing less. or at this point in history, anything less is but a living dead. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... We will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And in a sense again. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Yeah. Power to all of the people.
Bring them on. Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched, y'all. That's what it is. That's you ready to do this here. Let the world know we live and direct. February 16, 2022. We're moving and grooving, y'all. This is a prelude to the birthday celebration for Minister Dr. Huey P. Newton. Take a pause for the calls. Welcome to Free Them On Radio, y'all. This is the weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton, and also Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all. We just got doing a phenomenal piece we just did. African ancestry, you know, those are background checks. And so we'll keep y'all updated with that. We got an event tonight for those in the Oakland area. Y'all come on through tonight. We got a comedy show going on tonight. We just, you know what I'm saying? And this is setting the stage for the Mon actual birthday, set up the 80th birthday. It will be the 80th birthday of Minister Huey P. Newton. 80 years old, he will be. He did. So that's going on tomorrow. But tonight, we got a few events jumping up tonight, the comedy show, some other things. T.K. Kirkland and some others going to be coming through representing. Then I think the 18th or 19th, Mother Comrade, and also along with Frederica Newton. So you got the minister, you get the widow of Minister Huey P. Newton and the widow, Chairman Free Hampton, going to be in the building. I think I saw you moderate speaking there also. Y'all see I'm a little drained. I'm running through coffee, you know what I'm saying? Keep my head up. So phenomenal events coming in. That's what it is. Angel Dixon in the building. Free them all, my sister. Safari, see yourself, free them all. That's what it is. First, Sergeant Dobie, right on, free them all. King Fuses, just free them all. Respect right back at you. We're gonna do a brief program tonight because I gotta take me a real quick. I've been nonstop, blind here and there, nonstop. You know, but we're gonna do a brief program tonight. Then get right back into the next move. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Call in 929-477-3785. We talking about the birthday of Minister Huey P. Newton, co-founder of Black Panther Party. Phenomenal visionary. You dig? Phenomenal. Chairman Fred said, ain't no better motherfucker than Minister Huey P. Newton. So that means they don't feel free to call in with us. They could be 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be in. Any callers in queue?
No callers in queue, Chairman.
No callers in queue. All right, y'all forgive me. I don't like, you know, while we on live, you doing no email. Yeah, you did ginger candy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lock you like, nah, now. But
Chairman, I was listening to the speeches that were being played before you came on, and how he, when he spoke, and how the people were behind him, and just it seemed like they were hanging on his every word and ready to explode when he was announcing what the Black Panther Party was demanding, the 10-point platform. You know, he was counting off some of those things that the Black Panther Party was demanding, and just how the energy of the people was behind him. And I know I think one of his quotes is, "The people without the people, is it without the people revolutionary? Revolution is blind." Is that a Minister Huey Newton quote?
Revolution is impossible.
Impossible.
Without the people, revolution. Mhm.
Yeah. So I was just you know, enjoying that energy that was behind the people as they were listening to him.
Yeah, I was moving back and forth. Yeah, which particular speech that was? It may have been the People's Convention, in Philadelphia. That may have been from that. Excerpt from that. But no doubt. Oh, my phone's charging up. Phone about to die. One second. Okay. You have no doubt about it. That connection, that charge up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's this theoretician, this revolutionary. I mean, how, you know, they summed up, you know, it's one of the most, powerful assessment. He's been interviewed. He's bringing out the dynamics about George Samson, the whole thing about mental health. You know what I'm saying? How he laid it down. You know what I'm saying? He was definitely on it, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
He told tomorrow. Knows in the area, you know. So, you, man, I refer to Oakland as the other motherland. You know, this again, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Those who have the opportunity to come on out to the birthday of Birth of Minister E.P. Newton. My brother Baton in the building, so body in the building. I see y'all in the building. Yes, indeed. I just got to do doing a whole 2 hours before with African ancestry. That's going to be posted on YouTube shortly. That's going to be on YouTube shortly. So, y'all tap into that. Y'all feel free to call in, club in with us. Free of our radio. You live and direct, you know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rays. Again, 929-477-3785, press 1.
Are you on the other platforms tonight, YouTube or Instagram?
I'm on YouTube. I couldn't get in my Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Get my phone. I need another phone. I couldn't get on Instagram tonight. Y'all forgive me. I don't like ego while we live. He's in the jizzy candy. Help keep me up. I ain't going to lie. I've been in different time zones. Now it's nonstop. Let me say.
You got to keep that immunity on point.
Yes, indeed. March 1st, there are some hearings at the Village Hall about I just seen Brother Ben pop in while you're saying, and I just talked about holding a hearing in Maywood at the Village Hall yesterday. They counseled March 1st about the status of the pool, the Fred Hampton pool, well, the chairman Fred. That's what they're going to make sure they get that clear, too, in that title. The chairman of the pool is a debate going, you know, so well, that debate discussion, who's going to be on the YMCA, supposed to have since 2017. It's been closed. My children was upset about the pool being closed. Like, man, why has the chairman name on it? So we want to make sure people call in March 1st about this. You know, so we really want this to open up. When the power district will be over this now, we want to make sure also inclusive with that is the Hampton family. I mean, the chairman Fred having names on it, be on in some position with this, you know, the board or whatever, in regards to this pool. You know what I'm saying? So that's May 1st. We can call, you know, online, and the village time is supposed to call for a vote or something like that. But we really want to make sure we push the line with that, March 1st. March 3rd, you're supposed to have the hearing for the historical landmark status. So these are two big major dates coming on, you know what I'm saying, coming up. So be on point for that. You don't want those two coming days, you know what I'm saying? And just man, stay locked and loaded. We got the days of Tim's. I'm going to tell you some deep. Right on, but Ben, no doubt. Free them all. Yes, sir. March 1st and March 3rd. Right on. Free them all, feed them all. Yes, indeed. I wish you could have made, man. It's going to be back again. Oh, man, when I'm living legend. And it's sort of did, man, right back at you, my brother. A lot of people came from Chicago up here, you know, all over the country for this Mr. Huey P. Newton birthday tomorrow. A lot of people came up, man. They in the building. Now, we get more and more calls. So y'all make sure y'all online and watch Facebook Live is going down. They got events tonight. They got, man, Cassandra Grilley, Dr. LaShawn. Of course, you're getting aware of people are steady coming in for this event. And I'm going to let the cat out the bag. A little bit. Talking about this Chairman Fred Street Party. For August 30th, y'all know we're talking about going there, y'all. Taking it back home.
No place like home.
We talking about the door of return. We talking back to Africa. That's right. So y'all get in. Yeah. We a lot of powerful people talking about making that man. Pan African, a whole bunch of more time doing this move, y'all. Real talk. Yes, indeed. Okay, got a question from YouTube. I got you. Let's work. Question is, then we're going to get Ms. Silicoff real quick. Black Wilson, what about the AAT bill? That's the African anti-terrorism bill. Now, we the Black Panther Party could put that in action right after the phenomenal discussion about, we said that the Constitution would happen on September 11, 2001, which would come in the context of the OB terrorism, not the OG, the original offense of terrorism. People have been terrorizing us as euphemisms, slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, so on and so forth. Put in correct context. So this addresses the forms of chemical biological warfare, you know, AKA AIDS, Ebola, heroin, you know, some Percocet. This chemical biological warfare. Huh. Political prisoners. Mumia Abu-Jamal, Sunday out of college, your sister, the brother on the street, these are against terrorism. To put this in some context, and we got a Charles Barron, former councilman from New York, he got online with it, you know, so as well as his family, his wife. So we're pushing that. So that's the basic guts of the AAT bill. Hollywood in the building, pretty much. Hollywood, if you can, put up something about Brother Hester's case. I know, give us some contact or something. You can type something or feel free to call in. Hester, you know what I'm saying, going through a lot. Who's locked up now. We need some people to write him, support. He's been very supportive, you know what I'm saying, making major moves while he held down. So make sure it's Brother Hester. So Hollywood, if you can't put some, you know, some contact, something, I get the word, he's in isolation right now. Yes, sir, my brother, Vital, hey, right on. Well, hey, I thank you for this. We appreciate you, brother. Yes, indeed. What else? Yes. So we'll be having meetings about how we're going to move with this the street party, August 30th, the Chairman Street Party. And against those who missed the UEP Noon event. They also will be said to be in Los Angeles, I think, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I live out of suitcases. I died straight up. Duty calls be rolling. Alice is in the bin. I see you, sis. I don't free them all. It says another we had two. I can't think of what it was. Something that's on the brand's feed. Some of the recent situation. Here you go, too. And y'all feel free again to call in the Cub in 929-477-3785 and press 1 to be heard. Oh man, it's like a reunion from the T in it, Ryan, from back in the day, popping up around here. Now the reason in the building, right on. I see you in the building, free them all, right on. Going back, like a high school reunion popping up around here. So you're right. A lot of money in the building. In the building, we want to shout them out. Love movie. We had an event the other day at the lounge commemorating our brother Yogi. Who finished the transition. And they're not buried. They had this actual surgery. We able to convene at the Love Movement, you know what I'm saying, doing, you know what I'm saying, send off, you know, for our brother. Also, I just want to say, hey, my sister, whatever, my brother, hey, Rod, see my brother, I just talked to your old man yesterday. Yeah. Condolences also to brother, for those, Pedro, you know, yeah, Robert Gladney on Facebook, yeah, you know, sent him yesterday, I believe. You know, just going, just going back, yeah. When is the show, brother, Shimmer Freedom Hall? What show you talking about? You talking about the Shimmer Freedom Street Party? It's going on August 30th. We talking about doing something before that in Atlanta, but we talking about taking it back home. But, you know what I'm saying? We talking about taking it big. Shimmer Freedom Street Party. That's August 30th. Look at the homeland. Yeah.
Shimmer.
Those tips. Go ahead, Coles.
No, I wanted to get send out Cub condolences also to Angelique Vaughn and Miss Annie Vaughn out here in Prince Edward County, Virginia, whose son and grandson was murdered on last Friday, shot 9 times at a gas station. It's under investigation right now. The details have not come out as of yet on what has transpired, but at a gas station last Friday here in Prince Edward County, 7:30 in the morning, Amante Vaughn was murdered, shot 9 times by a white guy. I don't have his information. I don't have his name. I don't have his full name. It's Sean something. I don't have it, but I will keep, you know, everyone posted and as the story transpires. But I wanted to send out Cub condolences to Ms. Annie Vaughn and Angelique Vaughn and Talik Vaughn, his brother.
Right on. We send Cub and community condolences. If people's pain reflects, whatever about it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes, indeed. Okay, keep us updated.
Yes, I will.
Anybody y'all recommend? Go ahead. Anybody y'all want to recommend? Give them the startup lineup for this event. We're going to do a Channel Friends Q Party. Entertainers, comedians, what have you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. We can put it together. We'll make it happen.
You know what it made me think of, Chairman? I was watching When We Were Kings a couple of weeks ago and the entertainment that came out to for the Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight and the entertainment that was over there then. So it made me think when you just said that, like, it's going to be a big shindig, a big team, and have the entertainment come over there like back then.
That's exactly, it's ironic you said it's exactly, that's the thing. That's the thing I'm going with. That's the thing we want to go with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those who've not seen it, I recommend go see that. We were kings, yeah. This, you know, since family, Ali had, it was, he couldn't box in the States. Yeah. I recommend you watch that. We were kings, yeah.
They had some good entertainment, good entertainers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for Ryan Willis, bro. Kyrie with Bridges, right on. Thank you, Ryan Willis. We're going to be going live in a minute also. Money praise the bill, love, respect. Also, continue club and community condolences to Bob Israel when I plant seeds. When I plant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And as you hear me, the loss of his, the case is on the news, matter of fact. Since they got stabbed to death, this is our brother, his bonus daughter. That's old term. I just got hip to it. You know what I'm saying? Bonus daughter, you know. Can't use that as opposed to saying stepchild. This is his bonus daughter. But Bobby, everybody who know Bob in the city of Chicago, this brother here, he put in work, you know what I'm saying? So I condolences to him. And then they respect the family also. And this comedy joint, we're going to be going live, y'all, over here. Again, T.K. Kirkland is going to be in the building. Yes, indeed. I'm about to head over here and comedy very shortly.
T.K. Kirkland, a vet in the game.
Yeah, he's going to be on deck tonight. It, yep. This is all, it's the prelude to the birthday of Mr. UAP Newton. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, Truth in the Field. What happened? I ain't heard from you no more, man. I just see you just tapped in. Family heard nothing from you, man. What's happening? What's happening? So those, okay, it's going down, y'all. Mr. UAP Newton's birthday is going down. It's going down. I'm going to tell you what time it is. I got it. 607, yep. We like, we're going to cover a little early tonight, y'all. But y'all feel free, y'all feel, again, to call in. I came right, I mean, I've been coming right in, up the coffees, moving and grooving.
Per yep. usual.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But, you know, I said the other day, I said, man, when the guy, he was cracking, he say, and you like, you ain't growing in Chicago, you're doing the cold weather. I said, man, I've been in Africa, I don't know. Just, can it hit me different, man? Can it hit me different? Yes, indeed. Respect to the West, man. Hey, when the crazy, man. And, hey, yeah, get you a big cub, big kip out here too, man. Straight up, it's gonna be off the chain. Mm-hmm. Give me a heads up. No callers in queue.
No callers in queue, Chairman.
All right. So y'all know those days, March 1st and March 3rd. Going down, those call-ins, Village Hall is also like
the other. Huh? I'm looking for holding. I thought it was just somebody told me.
You got 254-75, didn't you? I think it's come back to him.
Again?
Free them all. Call 504-758.
Yeah. Hello.
Conrad Choice.
Free them all, Conrad. How you been, man? I was hacked.
Yeah, man. Hey, we miss you and love you. Man, that, you know, so we're supposed to get out of New Orleans. We're supposed to get you up here for this trip. We're gonna make something happen, though. We miss you, bro. We miss you, Conrad, according to Troy, man. Real talk, man.
Yes,
how you all messed up?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how 18 years they go to. He holds the line down there, man. What's going on with you, Conrad Courtney? I told you lost brother Yogi, right?
Yeah. Man, I chose that kid came up there and pay my lay of respect to him, you know. Love that brother, you know. Really love him, you know.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I remember, yeah, he's going
to
be down
there. I chose that kid to made that brother, you know.
Yeah.
Say, I was packed. Huh?
We gonna come in soon, man. I wanted to get you up here for Mr. Dewey's birthday, man. But we gonna make it happen soon, though. You know.
I know that, but I know I definitely won't get that too. I'm telling you, I'm back. I'm loaded, ready. I'm packed, ready to come, you know.
Yes, sir.
Anyway. Yeah.
We appreciate you.
I know, you know.
That's when the Black Panther Party comes down that conference from New Orleans.
Whole lot of work, yeah. Whole lot of work,
huh? Yeah.
Whole lot of work.
Yes, indeed.
What's happening? They listen to the wars, all hell is gonna break out. You know, LOPD, gangsters, you know, real gangsters, you know, tell the organization, you know, they gonna cut up, you know. Right now, you know, one time LOPD was the dominant of black and the dominant white. It doesn't really matter, you know, white or black, but the fact is that it's the turn of white, you know, overnight. Kind of turn white, you know, everything, every way you look, you know, and he came from in there. So we got a lot of work to do. To
be done. What do you
do? Hold on.
We got a lot. And you know, I need y'all to tune in, tap in, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Terry Flair Jr. on YouTube. Y'all tune in with us. And look, we're gonna break up for a minute, right? I guess we got open the door for this event we're doing tonight. We're going to end up early tonight. We're going to pop right back in live, y'all, at the Comedy Tank.
Yeah, you're right.
Tomorrow. Hey, they got a second line going down up here.
Second line, they're doing it. I've been bringing my babies out there with me now, you know.
A lot of people in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? We had Mia X before talking about the uniqueness of the burial service, how we bury above ground, how we deal with our pain and our grief.
I'm in the second line in Kansas City, y'all. I'm in the second line going down tomorrow. New Orleans is, you know, we call it New Orleans, Africa, you know.
It's
one of the most African towns in the Americas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff was called the second line was about resistance, you know, being the struggle, you know,
yeah.
against, you know, mm-hmm. neo-colonial oppression and white supremacy. You know, it's a glorious fight. You know, we got Congo Square here, you know. That's where, you know, slaves got together.
Yeah, so they wear it, you know, connect with each other, and that's what was happening back home, or what was happening on the plantation. It's a hell of a city, you know, but you know, savage, white supremacy, neo-colonial, guys, trying to turn back to the hands of time, like never before.
Indeed. Look, we're going to tap on, we're going to move around for a minute right now.
I'm going to tap back in with y'all for another 30 minutes when we get to the comedy show, go back live. We're going to close out early
Amen.
Right now. Bro, we should have love and respect to everybody. Y'all keep your ears up.
Always. I miss my
any more details going to give us about their case, your brother getting shot, your murder down there?
Definitely, I will keep you posted. Keep everyone posted.
All right, right on. All right, y'all, we gonna come back in y'all in a minute. Y'all keep y'all heads and eyes open. I'll see y'all back on live in a few minutes. About 30 minutes, we'll get to the comedy joint. So free them all.
Free them all.
Subscribe, nigga, get your issues. Must I remind you, I'm only here to pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you, then dance to this motherfucking music, the crypto.
Trusted, hoes sitting to the police, now my niggas busted. The cops swooping blowing on my nigga in jail, trying to get a motherfucker to tell. And couldn't nobody diss my nigga.